Schmidt, Jordan Stogler. Hey, Jordan.
Hi, David.
Craig Garman.
What's up?
And Philip Metzger. What's going on?
Good to be back.
I gotta remember how to do this. I had to remember how to start the show.
Just talk.
Had to find that radio voice that I've been hiding for the last couple months.
He was practicing at his house pretty poorly.
Yeah, it was bad. I was doing like voice warm-ups.
All right.
Unique New York.
Yeah, it's our off-season, you know. We're just really recouping and, you know, getting all of our hot takes ready for next year. But we wanted to come and bless everybody with a little mid-season show, right? Bless them. Isn't that what Jarvis Landry says?
Yeah. That's one of the things he said.
We just wanted to come back and bless them.
Yeah.
So here we are to talk about the draft and Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do on our show. Let's go over some of the things that happened in the offseason, guys.
A lot of stuff. So much.
First one, Aaron Rodgers.
Jerk.
Apparently.
Mike McCarthy. Lazy.
Yeah, can someone, I didn't read the, and who wrote, do we know who wrote it?
It was a guy from Bleacher Report.
Okay. And it was basically just what, outlining the Packers' dysfunction?
For the past, like, 5 years, essentially, like, basically how they don't have an owner. Essentially.
Yeah.
And the guy who technically is the owner.
Murphy? Mark Murphy?
They're like he's been asleep at the wheel. And then in the article, they literally talk about how he's like fallen asleep in meetings and how there's been like crazy dysfunction within the Packers organization. And they basically wasted 5 years of Aaron Rodgers' career. Because Aaron Rodgers is like, I think everyone knows he's kind of a jerk a little bit.
Yeah.
But like him and Mike McCarthy, like he didn't respect Mike McCarthy and he thought he had like a bad football IQ.
He's a talented Jay Cutler.
But basically, yeah. I think it was one of these guys is expendable and the other one isn't. So they should have parted ways with McCarthy a long time ago.
It's hard to do that once you win a Super Bowl.
I agree.
Yeah.
But that's just what, I mean, that's what a lot of people are saying.
Mike McCarthy gets a ton of respect for being a good coach, I feel like, until last 2 years, maybe?
What has the team done to surround Aaron Rodgers with good talent?
Nothing. Right? They haven't had one good wide receiver.
Torrey Nelson.
And, I mean, he was probably paid by it.
I mean, Devontae Adams is good.
He went somewhere else. Devontae Adams is good. Would Devontae Adams be good somewhere else? I don't know. It's kind of the Tom Brady thing where, like, I feel like he makes everybody that much better. And then when they go on to other places, like Greg Jennings went on, he was bad. I don't have another example for another wide receiver that went somewhere else and did poorly. Like James Jones, did he go somewhere else?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many.
Number 82, but I don't know what his number is.
I only know the big receivers from Green Bay.
He had Greg Jennings right at the tail end of his prime.
Randall Cobb, was he good? Is he good?
But, all right. He's a solid slot.
If you look, Jordy Nelson had a 4-year stretch that is like on par with some of the best wide receivers in the history of the NFL.
Do you think it was? I guess, I mean, he's making the catches.
But I think it's a little bit of both, obviously, but I mean, I don't know. It's like you're saying, like with Tom Brady, he's just one of those guys where you just plug him in.
Yeah. Not like Andy Dalton.
Not like Andy Dalton.
But yeah. That's kind of been out in the news. I saw today that Rodgers denied all of it, which I feel like you have to. Even if it is true, you can't.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and accept it. Yep, I did that.
True. Yeah, we all hate each other.
Well, I'm trying to find, he actually had a response to the
article. A statement response?
Yeah. Okay, so here it is. One of his responses, he said, this is Aaron Rodgers' quote. The thing is, it's not a mystery. This was a smear attack by a writer trying to advance his career, talking with mostly irrelevant, bitter players who all have an agenda.
That's like right in line with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Antonio Brown's kind of bitter too.
What is his problem? Juju.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like he posted that thing today about Juju. Like
Juju didn't even say anything
for advice. I'm like, I'll show this guy.
Yeah.
This kid when he was in college asked me for advice one time.
Yeah, I'm just glad we don't have any dramatic wide receivers.
Yeah, which brings me to our next point. The biggest story in the entire offseason?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, is it probably what the Titans did with Tannehill?
No.
I was going to say the Robert Kraft ordeal, but...
Oh, yeah.
That's over.
True, I've already forgotten about it.
It's not over.
It's over.
there's a video out there.
It's going to be over his window.
That's the only thing. Is if they,
so it's not over.
The only thing that keeps me thinking about
it's gonna
it.
It's going to be over is Odell Beckham's knee.
Schefter, when he broke it, was like, this isn't the biggest name.
Yeah, I know.
And then I kept thinking, well, who's the bigger name? And then they never released the bigger name, and I don't think we'll ever know.
Schefter going to get released. Games.
Well, see, yeah, you want
but I want to know who the bigger name was.
He can, like,
Tiger Woods.
Trump.
The way the Trump. Cops kind of went about it, like, they offered him a plea deal where if you admit that you're guilty, you know,
oh, yeah,
we'll drop the charges or whatever.
He's got to pay a lot of money.
Well, no, but apparently, like, the way the cops went about it, like, he can completely go through this whole ordeal without getting in trouble whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, I think the cops kind of, it was all about human trafficking.
That's what they say.
And
but
then
when
they got into it, they're like, oh, yeah, well.
This place wasn't doing that.
Yeah, so I think they did this huge stakeout just to bust these guys on misdemeanors. And I think they spent a lot and did a lot, and they didn't really get out of the investigation what they wanted to get.
No.
And the biggest thing they got was a celebrity that got busted for an embarrassing crime, for sure. So, yeah, but I think the bigger story was Odell Beckham going to the Browns.
I agree.
give me the details of that trade again.
So, well, they kind of lumped it all into one. So, we essentially traded a couple of days before. You know, people were like, oh, the Giants and Browns are talking, but then we
traded.
There's
a lot of, like, Twitter eyes, like the emojis of eyes. Yeah,
which
something.
Is the best emoji out there.
By the way.
Like, and the, like, it was all players, so, like they knew something.
Have you ever, like not to get, like, too far off, but I've always wondered, like, if I was, like, super famous, like an athlete like that, you ever notice how they just, like, tweet out emojis and then the world goes crazy trying to figure out what it means?
One emoji.
I would love to have that kind of power. Yeah. Where you just tweet out, like, you know, the winky eye.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to tweet out one emoji and see how many likes I get.
Oh, man.
I might get one.
Just start doing it really? Periodically for no reason whatsoever.
What should I do? I'm going to tweet one out right now.
I'll favorite it.
Pray hands.
I'll retweet it.
You're probably think I have like three family, an illness.
No, yeah, that's like that the vague Facebook post of like going through hard times right now.
Yeah.
And like 400 people like, well, everything okay?
I'm going to tweet just one single emoji today, and I'm going to compare mine to like LeBron's.
Okay. Like, do you remember?
I'm miserably.
Remember when DeMarcus Cousins did that? He put like the grass emoji with the snake in it.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's what I don't have enough power to have people overanalyze my emojis, but I would love that.
Yeah, I can't even get 10 likes on something I think was funny and creative. But anyway,
stupid dumb trade.
Yeah,
can talk about it.
Keep talking about that trade.
Okay, well, so the end of the trade ended up being
highway robbery.
Kevin Zeitler, Jabril Peppers. Our first round pick and a third round pick for Olivier Vernon and Odell Beckham.
So that's the whole deal, basically, in a nutshell?
That's the whole deal, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I didn't know. I thought Zeitler just signed with them.
I did, too.
No, we traded him.
I didn't think that was part of the deal.
Because it ended up being
I thought that
Zeitler,
was the Olivier Vernon deal.
Zeitler was
deal. But you're combining them.
Yeah, because they did end up combining them.
I guess that makes sense.
Because originally the Kevin Zeitler Olivier Vernon deal included like a swap of fourth and fifth, and then they took that out.
I was today. I was listening to one of our old episodes, one where David wasn't here because Liam was born. And right at the very end of our conversation, Jordan was talking about how, you know, I just would really like if the Browns could get like a DeAndre Hopkins, like AJ Green type, like number one receiver. And the whole time, like, no, God, no.
Yeah,
and I couldn't help but think.
Well, we did.
Like,
yeah, so I flipped out. But
you called me.
I called you. Well, you texted me.
I texted you like congratulations on the Super Bowl, I believe.
Yeah,
and then you're like, "What happened? Did it happen?" And I was like, "Yeah,
dang
it,
Super Bowl."
I was shaving, so I literally stopped shaving, and I had like half my face was shaven, and half my face wasn't. And I ran out. Brittany's like, "What are you running for?" I'm like, "I think we got him. I think we got him." And I called you because I was charging my phone. I just got a text, and I when you texted me, I already knew what it was. I just want to hear you say it.
All right. So my biggest question, do you think it's going to work? And does he want to be there?
Does he want to be there? Are you talking because there's some like rumors out there that he doesn't want to be there?
Well, yeah, basically started by Colin Coward.
Like, would he rather be in L.A.? Probably. I think his...
San Francisco.
I honestly think he's more concerned with winning and having a good quarterback.
Well, right now, so he's going like to say, I want to be
probably
there
better for his brand.
There.
Do you think it's better for his brand to be in Cleveland and be good or be in L.A. and be bad?
I don't know, because right now, Cleveland is blowing the F up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like they're huge. They're gonna
kind of like the NBA.
How many primetime games like, can they get? Because they will get as many as you possibly can.
I think you can be scheduled 5. You can be flexed to 6.
Like this will be great because I'll never watch a Brown like any Browns primetime games. They're gonna have like 8 Monday night games.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's like the NBA, and where like in Oklahoma City, you can have stars. And they're hugely marketable. Like, you can have Russell Westbrook at OKC. Or you can have, give me Garmin, you know the NBA. Give me another small market star. I can't think of one.
Well, I mean, like, you said, OKC's Giannis. Got Paul George.
Giannis in Milwaukee.
Giannis is
they transcend.
Was it Mitchell from Jazz or Utah?
Donovan Mitchell.
So I think the NFL has kind of become, I mean, if you're good and you're on TV a lot, it doesn't really matter.
I don't even think it's partly his brand. I just think he likes living in California.
Yeah, that too.
Like, I think Baker ultimately would. If he moves, he'll want to go to college. I mean, they, like, live in L.A. It wants, yeah, like,
just more. And that's why I don't think it's that big a deal, because so many guys work out in L.A. in the offseason.
Yeah.
Like, so. A ton of NBA players do that. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's a place to be, man, in L.A.
It's true. But I think he obviously improves the team.
Hot.
Yeah. So, ultimately, your second question was, will it work out, right? Or
yeah, do you think he will be a problem, or, I mean,
I think there'll be heated arguments on the sidelines. I think it will work.
Then him and Jarvis will make out, and then it'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it all. I mean,
there'll be some drama, sure. And if that
there's drama on every team
to 10 wins, I'm fine with that.
Like, winning solves everything.
He has to stay healthy. Like, I could also see him like being really good and then getting hurt like the 10th game. And yeah,
like I know so many people. Like, okay, like I don't like the Browns, obviously, but like you see that thing like Colin Cowherd said that he's like dug his hole so deep.
He has this year to do it. Like if Baker comes out and has a good year, then he has to like
he'll have to eat his words at some point. Which I don't even know if he will.
If you guys were
to win a Super Bowl, he wins MVP and Baker wins MVP. I still don't know if he would.
Right now, he's not sold half of his.
I just think his take was like the ultimate worst case scenario, which I don't like. Even as a guy who doesn't want to root for the Browns, I don't think it's going to happen. Because as long as you guys are good and OBJ gets his, which I think he will, I think he'll be fine. And like stupid because like I said, I was listening.
Yeah,
to
if you can be happy at LSU where you don't get yours,
yeah.
Then I think he'll be happy. I mean, he'll definitely get his.
I could be wrong by guessing his personality, but even if you guys aren't winning a ton and he's getting his, I think everything will be fine still. Because that's how most wide receivers are.
And I keep forgetting you guys have Kareem Hunt.
We got Kareem Hunt, yeah.
I don't know if anyone said that, sorry. Yeah. But
David Njoku. Jarvis Landry.
Yeah. Nick Chubb.
Someone's going to have to lose.
Hollywood Higgins.
Some kind of, you know.
What are you guys going to do with Duke?
He wants traded.
Probably get traded.
I would want traded, too.
He wants traded?
Yep.
He wants
that. We have him on a good contract. He's pretty good. But
you don't have to trade him.
I don't think he wants to play, so we'll probably trade him.
Because you got what? Kareem, did it come out? Is it eight games?
So he'll be in week 9.
8 games.
So draft boring.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no pressure, which is going to be awesome.
They still got one of their first round picks, don't they?
No, but the news today was that
they only had one.
Dorsey.
I guess I just always assume you have 100.
Wanted to trade back into the first round. I saw that.
Saw that too, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Okay. I don't want to take your
answer.
Don't want to steal the Browns' thunder because no one's talking about
it. So the Browns had a more exciting offseason than the Bengals did.
That was the worst. That was just, oh my God, that's why I hated everything so much. Like, we're signing Bobby Hart.
Yeah. Save your Bobby Hart takes.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, it's like the Browns traded for OBJ. They're all in. And I'm just like, well, you know, Bobby Hart, maybe it could be okay.
You look at his, like, PFF scores.
He's literally, like, a garbage.
You watch highlights, and he's tripping over his own feet.
Well, and so I did manage to talk myself off the ledge a little bit because, David, I talked to you about it, where Paul Daner was basically saying that they didn't like any really of the free agents that were out there at tackle, and they didn't want to spend the money to get they were going to have to pay like
they didn't want to get better.
They were going to have to pay star money for a subpar tackle.
Yeah.
And they didn't want, and they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
The first tackle went for like a ridiculous amount, and I'm sure Mike Brown was nope.
He's what, the highest paid tackle of all time now? Like Trent Brown?
Trent Brown? Is it Trent?
Yeah, he had one good year at the Patriots, basically.
Yeah. So they weren't going to do that. And then also, this contract is basically, I know it says 3-year, $21 million, but it's basically for this year. And then everything after this year is backup money. So the way I see it, if they draft a tackle in the first three rounds, that guy's going to be competing for where Bobby Hart is.
Yeah.
And they're also doing this because they want to save money to sign Boyd, sign William Jackson III, and A.J. Green next year.
Yeah.
So if that means we have money to send those guys, I'm cool with signing the worst player in football.
He's probably the worst right tackle, isn't he?
I would guess. Like, I still think that him and Alex...
I'm not him
and Alex Redmond combined probably had more penalties than half of the offensive lines in all of the NFL.
Yeah. Burfict's gone,
which is just the best.
That was the best offseason move so far, right?
Yeah.
And really,
what's even better is
were you worried a little bit that it took a while? Like, no. I was like, this is gonna happen.
And then I thought about doing one of those jersey things on Twitter. Where like you put the jersey down and you throw signs
on
it.
Which one would you have done? Would you burn it or be like, just kidding, we liked you for the
eight
concussions?
I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought about doing it. And then I saw someone else do one. And then I was like, that's unoriginal and no one would think it was funny.
And then you're like, people are going to make fun of me.
Yeah. And then I didn't do it. I got up on my head and I didn't do it. So now I got to figure out what to do with this jersey. I think
you can just keep it in your closet.
Goodwill.
Yeah, that's where all the Chad and Carson Hushmanzada are, and they're all
dump it off at Ace Hardware, that clothes drive thing right there.
There you go.
Get rid of it.
Send it to a good home.
It's sad for me because like I liked him so much for some reason because I'm.
He was good.
He was a thug too.
He had to go.
I just like where he went. He went to Raiders. Where,
and I guarantee he gets cut.
Yeah,
because he's not going to work out and try.
Like in the film, you know, because I watched all the film, he just didn't care at all, like anymore. He didn't want to play football anymore.
And honestly, he's got like 7 or 8 concussions. You should consider stopping.
Yeah, it's just in his good years when he wasn't suspended for something, he was really, really good and fun to watch. But he would just always do that stupid extracurricular. I mean, he was just annoying.
Did he have a year where he played 16 games?
No.
I'm pretty sure he was almost always suspended.
Do they have like a football reference, like a baseball reference? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they do.
Would you look that up?
Yep.
Like, I'm pretty confident the entire time we've had him, he was almost always suspended for something.
I want to say maybe there was one year where he had a really good
like his
year.
Pro Bowl
like
year?
His rookie year.
His Pro Bowl year, maybe.
What was the year when he was drafted, undrafted? Didn't he play every game that year? And then we're like, oh, this guy's awesome.
His first year was 2012. He did play 16 games in 2013.
Okay.
So his second year.
And then he probably got paid that year. How many did he play 2014? He got suspended, right?
2014 played 5, 2015, 10, 2016, 11, 2017, 10,
yeah.
2018, 7. He didn't play that many games the last 5 years.
No. He was either hurt or suspended.
Because he was suspended.
He had one PED suspension, and then he had multiple, like, offenses.
I hit a guy in the head suspensions.
Yeah. And remember the one before the season even started?
It was against Kansas City.
It was like, all right, we're ready for the season, and then someone, like, threw up on Twitter, like, hey, you can't do this.
And that guy
coming across the middle.
Last one he got suspended for?
Yeah.
Like, everyone was like, that's a borderline call. Like, I don't know if it's not him, he doesn't get suspended.
Yeah.
But because he's so continuously an idiot.
And that, I remember being upset that year because I was excited for the year, and then right in between the first game and the last preseason game, he got suspended because they found this play from the second preseason game. And then they just kept bringing up old plays, like, and then everyone would just keep...
You can watch all the dirty stuff he's done on YouTube, yeah. And it's just like, why has he stuck around for so long?
So he's gone. We don't have to... I mean, I don't know. I liked him when he was there.
He's alright.
I never hid that. I liked him. I always liked him.
After the Pittsburgh Steelers games, I was completely done.
Yeah, I know you were. And everyone should have been. The only one that wasn't was Marvin and me. So, anyway. Speaking of, have you guys seen Marvin Lewis doing American Alliance of Football? Yeah, or whatever?
I didn't actually watch
any. I didn't watch any of it either.
I watched some of the games, but I never watched him.
I glimpsed on one game, and he was on.
I turned on one game last week before
Does he have as much personality as I think?
No, I mean worse. Not even. Than you think.
It's just like all the videos of him.
I can't imagine it being worse than what I think.
It's like him like breaking. Like he's the guy that's supposed to break down the plays, yeah. And he's just very dry and monotonous. Like here they were trying to get in the seam.
Doesn't really.
And
explain you can see
that. It's like the obvious stuff that you already know.
Yeah. They did the play well there.
So. It's like they didn't have 17 years worth of press conferences to look at and be like, yeah. He'll be bad.
So speaking of the AAF, it is now gone. We'll always have that one so week in what February.
It's kind of fascinating
how did it like, start last our last show.
How it fell apart.
It started the week after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you guys listened to Pardon My Take. Do you guys ever listen to that?
I listened to it every once in a while.
Did you hear basically the reason why?
But they compared it to what did they compare it to? Like a wedding reception when they bring pizza. Like when you really have been drinking a lot the whole night.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, like everyone brings like 20 pizzas and you're like, oh, pizza. It was like, that was the AAF. Like football was over and then you didn't have any more. So like they had more football and everyone was like, oh, there's still football. And then everyone watched those games and they had huge ratings.
Yeah, they had really good ratings.
It wasn't about the ratings though. That's not why it failed.
No, that wasn't. It was. Did you guys hear?
So yeah, you guys explain me because I thought that's.
I don't know what you heard, Jordan, but from what I heard was it was about ready to fail, and then that dude dropped like $250 million. And the guy that bailed out, which basically is the reason why I fell out, was because from what I had heard from my sources, that they were developing a gambling app. It wasn't going to be ready until next year. And then, that's what they were hoping for it to be ready for next AAF season. But once the technology was done, that dude who invested the $250 million just took that technology and then bailed out.
Oh.
And then the AAF just collapsed because of that. Because
they didn't have the cash.
So that's what he pretty much
paid for. So what was this gambling app going to be?
I have no idea, but they wanted that technology bad.
So it was what would be in technical? Like private technology?
No, but someone was developing it.
There's an app for betting now.
Yeah, but it would have been specifically, I'm assuming, for betting on AAF games.
You can't just go.
No, but he would only buy it knowing it could be applied to the NFL.
Right.
So it must be whatever. Rights and maybe some sort of what do you call it? Not pension, patent of maybe they have something that they know
there has
can't
to
be replicated
for because, that much money.
Because from what, like I said, what I heard that the NFL was paying pretty close attention to that.
Yeah,
because they're like, well, someone else do it, perfect it, and then we'll just take it. Hmm. And that's kind of what happened there. So I kind of hope that I would be really nice if there's like a gambling app and make it easier instead of going through like Bovada and getting
at some point the role.
Croatia,
yeah, Philippines. I agree.
But those I feel bad for some of those players. You hear about all that, like they basically like some of them were.
I know
like,
they had to pay for their own flights sometimes.
Like so, I was listening to Dan Patrick today, and he had Johnny Manziel on, and I don't know if you know, but he goes by John now.
I just saw a tweet about that.
Yeah. That was today on Dan Patrick's show.
He goes by.
Like,
John.
He's like, Johnny, how are we doing? He's like, well, actually, I go by John now. I'm like, okay,
what a tool bag,
right? Yeah. But so basically he said they were getting ready for practice. The coaches called him in and they're like, all right, take your stuff off. We're done. And those guys had to pay for their own flights back to wherever they were. Like everything, like there was no money. Like people aren't going to get paid. Apparently the coaches that were doing all this stuff didn't even have laptops. They were like petitioning to get laptops and stuff. It's just like apparently like once it
it's
failed.
It's going
to
be a good 30 for 30 something.
Well, once it failed, yeah. Like apparently all this stuff came out. We're like, it was a total disaster.
Yeah. They're already making it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It just, and when does the XFL come out now?
2020.
Yeah, next year.
So that's next year.
What was there like a, there was a jersey reveal today for something.
It
was
arena football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was AFL. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it's doing very poorly as well.
I'm sure it is.
Just like, I mean, in all of history.
But it's been around for more than one
season. They've tried to have multiple leagues and it has never worked. What makes you think it's, I mean, maybe if they get something, the talent's not going to be there. The players aren't going to.
Well, so the key, from my understanding,
the key what they're trying to do is to get the kids that don't want to go to college and pay them to like, hey, you come play football.
They create like a minor league.
They wanted to be a G League to the NFL, but the NFL wouldn't be associated with it because it had a chance of failing.
Yeah,
and the NFL doesn't want to be associated with anything that's going to fail.
Well, and the NFLPA got involved, so the NFLPA was like, we're not going to have our players play how many games plus the NFL season and how you're going to pay him. And
yeah,
it's like, no. So it wasn't thought out.
And I'm not 100% sure how that will work. How, like, because basketball and football and, like, even, you know, the minors in baseball are completely different. I don't know how you do, how you create a minor league system for football.
Yeah. Man. Well, we'll see what will happen. I'm interested to see what the XFL does and how they try to. I mean, last time it was so gimmicky with all the.
Well, I mean, it just won't work. I mean, you have college football. That is the minor leagues. That's where all the talent is. That's where all the fans are. Between college football and then NFL, there's just.
Yeah.
But there's always the thing that the students want to get paid and they ain't getting paid or whatever. So it's just that, it's just that thought that you might just get a couple of those star players going into college, but they'll just like, I want to go there.
I don't know if they'd ever do this, but like when I was watching the AAF or whatever, I was like watching ex-Bengals players. Like, what if they just took practice squads and made them teams and made them play each other? I would watch like Bengals players, like, you know, undrafted rookies or, you know, guys
like, JV.
Kind of, yeah, like a JV team where they play the other teams around. I would watch that. As long as it's Bengals players, I have something invested.
And like someone does well, like you can argue they need to be
like called. In the AAF, it was like, oh, Christian Hackenberg, I kind of know him.
Trent Richardson.
But like I was watching like Logan Woodside, who was like a 7th round pick that's not even on our, you know, he was lasted like 1 year with us.
I think Trent Richardson's now the all-time leading touchdown.
Yeah, we signed the best quarterback in the
AAF. I think Titans.
The Orlando guy? He was killing it.
I think the Garrett Gilbert signed Logan Woodside to a contract, yeah.
Yeah.
They signed 2 players from the AAF.
I think with the legalization of gambling, that's what they're banking on.
That's
people will be degenerates and like want to watch.
I can tell you for a fact, if there was a gambling app for AAF, I would download it and I would watch and bet money on it.
Yeah, and I so would a lot of people. And that's I'm surprised it hasn't gotten legalized in Ohio yet. I don't know if it's on a ballot
It's on a ballot in Indiana. I know that it's going. I think it's got to go through the courts for it to pass or whatever. Ohio, I don't know. But
well, let's get a break in. We haven't taken a break yet, so we get some ad time and give us a call, 419-516-0702. Any headlines on the off season? We're going to talk some Game of Thrones after the break and a couple over other off season stuff from the NFL. So we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're invited to the Scholastic Bowl Fish Fry on Friday evening, April 12th, at the High School Commons from 4:30 to 7. The dinner comes with fries, coleslaw, applesauce, coffee or lemonade, plus all the fish you care to eat. Tickets are just $8 and are available for Mr. Knuth, Mr. Hawk, any member of the Scholastic Bowl team, or at the high school office. Please purchase your tickets ahead of time. Carryouts will also be available. Help support our MAC Championship Scholastic Bowl team and get some great food, too. The Scholastic Bowl Fish Fry on Friday, April 12th at the High School Commons from 4:30 to 7. All-you-can-eat fish for only $8. Please get your tickets ahead of time from Mr. Knuth, Mr. Hawk, any member of the Scholastic Bowl team, or at the high school office.
And we're back.
I don't know. What is it? The violin? Is that the instrument? I almost wanted to start playing
an oboe.
I don't know what it is, but...
Producer Jordan surprised us with that one.
Yeah, you just wait till we get a call from HBO.
We might have just broke...
Copyright infringement.
The whole FR radio.
That's the Game of Thrones theme song.
If you don't know, what's wrong with you?
Yes. By the way, welcome back to the practice squad. We're going to talk TV now, because that's what we do.
Hey, it's not TV.
It's a cinematic event.
Yeah. It's like premium cable, man.
Yes, it is.
It's more than TV.
Game of Thrones, our beloved Game of Thrones, returns this Sunday night. 9 o'clock?
Duh.
Okay. And we're all very excited. We've waited, 2 years now?
Yep.
For this episode. Can it live up to the expectations?
No, I hope so.
It could ever live up to the expectations.
I think the season will, but I think how it ends, there's no way. Like, I can't wait to check Twitter after it's all done, because that was so stupid. It was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. You know, half of it.
Like that.
It will be hard because people's expectations. I don't know if it's even expectations. They just want to know.
Yeah.
Like half of it, it's just they want to know how the story ends. So it's not necessarily if it'll be good or bad.
Yeah, but it's still, you get those cast members, like they don't give you a lot, but they give you just like a little tidbit. Like, oh, how'd you think this season ended? It's like, oh, it was very emotional, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like.
See, I honestly like what
a lot
you
of people are probably just kind of like,
said earlier this weekend. If it's like Jon or Daenerys, I think people will be a little like taken back
because they expect it.
Yeah,
predictable.
Expected, yeah. So there's not many outcomes. It's not like if they don't get it, people are like, "What the hell?"
Yeah,
I think it's more of,
well, see, you know,
if it's executed good, if there's drama, I think,
and then they still get it.
Yeah, that's good.
In my eyes, it's got to be Daenerys, because the whole series has been her getting an army together. And then
it's got to be Jon.
her going across the sea, and I don't know. Is this going over everyone's head that's listening right now?
Probably. Doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Yeah. You know what we're talking about. So, yeah, we're going to go into some theories and some of our favorite moments from the show, and just basically in culmination kind of lead up to this.
I can't believe it's here, honestly.
I know. Yeah.
It really is unbelievable.
It's been two years. For a while after the last season ended, you're kind of like, man, it's going to be 2 years. And then it dragged on. And then you go through life and then you forget about it.
You have kids.
And you have had a kid.
It's been really hard for me. I've just been looking at the calendar.
Crossing days off.
6 more months. one year, 8 months.
This is going to be great.
Yeah. And that would be funny if you actually did that.
David's like, I had a kid. I was like, I just watched season 7, episode 2 again.
Yeah. But yeah, the fact that it's finally here is mind-blowing, really.
Yeah.
It just kind of came up pretty quick, but we'll see. But so we'll just go around the room and ask a couple questions. Jordan.
Oh, okay.
What and or who has been your favorite character so far? What is it? Is this season 8?
This is the 8th season.
8th and final. There's 6 episodes.
And each one of them, like, I think the shortest one's like an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So...
Do you have a favorite character?
Outside of the basic, I'd say Tyrion, probably.
Yeah.
But outside of, like, you know, tier 2, right? I'm thinking of, like, tier 2 people.
Yeah,
not
so
like
there's
the main.
Tier 1, which is what? Jon,
Daenerys.
Frontline guys, you know.
Jaime.
The OGs.
Tyrion. Cersei. I'd say my favorite tier 2 is probably Bronn.
I had that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's just fun to... I think he plays his character well.
Yeah.
I think
he's like, funny all the time.
He's funny.
He's entertaining.
Every scene that he's in, it's just a good scene.
Okay. I thought I was thinking
not Bran.
No, Bronn.
Bronn of the Blackwater.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, my favorite character... of the one, like, someone who's died, spoiler alert, was probably the Viper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was my favorite, and that was probably the, of the entire show, like, the most upset I've been when someone died.
Really? Yeah. I was, too. Yeah. I have to agree.
Really?
Because I didn't see it.
More than Rob.
Yeah,
I like the Young Wolf.
I wasn't a big fan of Rob.
You weren't when he died, and also we should say, if you haven't seen the show, like, there's going to be a lot of spoilers.
Yep.
But when he died, I was like, where is it going to go now?
Yeah.
But, like, I was so upset because, like, one, like, he had the Dire Wolf and he was doing all the sweet fights. And then
I was more sad for the Dire Wolf, honestly.
I did too. It was pretty tough. But, like, there was
Grey Wind. What was his one?
His was, I think that's what it was. It was Grey Wind. But, like, it was so barbaric. They cut his head off and then they put his wolf head on his body.
Yeah.
And then
they didn't show it, though.
Yes, they did. They didn't show
next episode they had it like parading through.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I forgot that.
And I was like,
at the beginning.
And the Viper's head just popped.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, because I liked him. He was a cool character. You kind of thought he was going to live there for a little bit. And then, nope, his head explodes.
I was in O'Hare. I was at O'Hare Chicago Airport. And that's when I watched that episode. I can't remember where I was coming back from, but I was so, like, I had to watch it on my phone.
Yeah.
And so probably everyone was looking at me weird anyway, but I, like, reacted like, oh, what? And people, like looking at me. And
at that point, you could have said Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Now you could be like, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Viper? Yeah, it was the Viper.
Yeah. But it was, like, one of those, like, where you can stream it. We won't go into that. We won't get into copyright problems.
What, streaming?
You stream to, like, if you search it, like, watch for free.
Who cares? People who upload it, that's how you get in trouble.
Yeah.
For the kids out there. You can download anything you want.
Upload it.
Don't upload it.
What about you,
Garmin? That's how you get caught.
Favorite character?
Well, if I'm like Jordan tier one guys, I'd have to say my favorite's probably Jon Snow, just because he's got obviously, like,
that's surprising.
Of the tier one. Okay, so is Jaime a tier two guy?
No, he's tier one.
Okay, then Jaime's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Because, like I've said before, and even just this past weekend, like in season two, I, like, was really, like, a closet Jaime fan because he was kind of a jerk still, and I told people and they made fun of me, and now look at him. Now I'm super right. I honestly, like, he's gone through the largest character development.
Yeah.
What it was in season one to where he is now.
He was horrible.
Now he's cool. I don't know.
I guess Theon.
Yeah.
Well, like, Sansa's been through a lot and has
Arya.
And Arya.
Arya's kind of been.
That's true.
Arya's always kind of been tough, though.
Yeah, but she's way different.
She went from tough to, like, assassin.
But her journey was, like, you could see that's where it was going.
Yeah.
True.
Jaime had to be, like, kind of like Theon, where he was a jerk and had to be broken and then rebuilt.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
And he's
deep.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That was deep.
But that's what it was.
Do you have a tier two, or is that how we're doing this?
Tier two is the Onion Knight.
Ah.
Doubles.
Can you give us an impression?
Yeah. Dennis is the one true king.
Yeah. I can't do that impression.
Jon Snow. King of the North.
King of the North. Yeah, he's cool. Davos.
Davos rocks.
Yeah. Slaver's Bay.
Slaver's Bay. And I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think, like, what my favorite moment or episode would be. Because, like,
what about, do you have a favorite person who's died so far?
Ned.
Damn.
Yeah. He was so honorable.
Damn.
He was.
You have to say that every time you talk about Ned.
They still talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's so what honorable. I love. That's why.
Your father, he is so honorable.
That's why he's, like, even though he died, he didn't even make it through the whole first season. But, like, his character, his morals are so powerful. It set everything that the show's done, is everything is set in motion by
Ned one Stark. Guy. Yeah. That's true. Do you think that he makes an appearance in the last season?
Yeah, maybe like a flashback.
And or
like
maybe like a vision.
Sean Bean play it.
Yeah.
I could see like a
when you have Bran, you could do that pretty
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, like, bring back, like, the actor. I bet they did that. I bet that's gonna happen.
Someone, they'll have flashbacks.
Yeah. Where, like, they brought him back and acted out a scene that, like, I can't believe that.
Wasn't it through him and he saw the flashback of his dad when he was younger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going up,
when you figured out when you figured out who John actually was.
Philly.
Tier one, I'd probably go Tyrion. Would be mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kinda like how he was. Like, he was part of the Lannister family, but he hated them the whole time pretty much, really. And then he just
like I said, he goes off, kills his dad, then he just, screw you guys, I'm going to go, you know, whatever. Then I'm going to say tier two lately. I say after like last two seasons, I'm going to say Arya Stark. Like just how she became like the assassin. Then
tier one, but no big deal.
Oh, whatever. But
you can have two favorites in tier one.
I didn't really want to do this tier one, tier two thing, but it would be her just because it was like, how she was, like, she would went along with her sister, then it all went down at, you know, King's Landing, whatever, then she finally gets away, then, like, how you guys said, you kind of knew which way she was going or whatever, but then she becomes, like, that assassin.
She becomes it,
and she plays it perfectly.
You like I did my rewatch, like, one of the most awesome things is when she gets the phrase back.
Yeah.
For the Red Wedding.
Mm-hmm. That was
the opening scene of
it's the opening scene of season seven.
Yeah, because I just watched.
But when she starts heading north, and like literally, like as he's dying, he just he tells that girl, he's like, "Tell everyone you know that the North remembers." And I was like, "Oh my god!"
But yeah, it's just kind of cool because everybody thinks she's just a little girl, whatever. And she plays it. She just plays it off perfectly. And then
like
next thing
she
you know,
fights Brienne of Tarth.
Now she's just like jabbing you straight with a sword.
Did the what do they call him? No Face.
The
man with no face.
The man with no face, or
I don't know the many face.
The many face.
Did he die?
No.
She just left, right? And he was cool.
He like kind of helped her leave.
Okay.
I wonder if
he's still alive.
Yeah.
But she got that training and then bailed.
She
I wonder
beat
if
the
that's
one
gonna
girl
pay.
That.
But
was
he
had
he took her eyesight like, until her. She finally
that's true, right?
passed.
Yeah.
When she finally passed his training or whatever, then he gave the eyesight back to her. Then it was pretty much you can go now.
Yeah.
You passed or whatever.
No, there was a lot after that.
After she had her eyesight?
Yeah. Didn't she have to like do? She had to like follow more steps.
I can't remember. I know she beats the girl blind.
Yeah.
She has to play that game.
Yeah.
And then that's when, like, her apprenticeship starts, and he teaches her how to do, like, the no face, and she, like, can't use it the way she wants to, and then she finally does, and she kills that one old, what do they call the knights who protect the king?
Oh, Kingsguard. The
Kingsguard.
Yeah.
She, like...
Yeah.
Kill that dude, and then after that, she, like,
went crazy.
Yeah. Whenever she's, like, got, like, when she starts, when she started crossing names off her list of people she wants to kill, they've all been pretty epic. Like, pretty graphic deaths.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it'll be the same way in the last season. I'll just go with Jon, because I think Jon Snow's awesome. I know that's, like, he's, like, the lead character.
Right.
But, I mean, he has so many epic... And it's, like, to the point where it's getting to be, like, too much, where he's like, I'm by myself, but you guys go, but that keeps surviving. But he's just awesome.
It's not too much. When has that happened?
Like, when the whole Calvary was riding at him, and he's, like, out in the middle of it.
That was cool.
It was cool. It was really cool. But if you think about it,
like,
he didn't even do anything.
Yasiel Puig was yesterday.
But he just had one.
When they were up north, and he falls, and, like...
He went through the ice.
The dragons. He's like, get out of here, and then...
Uncle
Benjen comes and gets him.
Uncle Benjen.
I mean, and just like going north. To
you're
like,
right. There's a lot of times where you're like, he's going to die. Then
who's the king of
bails him
who's
out.
The north of the wall king? I love his name.
He died.
Yeah. You can find that name. But when he goes to meet with him and they have like a drink for his girlfriend.
Ygritte.
Yeah. He's just so brave. He's awesome. He's what everyone wants to be. He's so honest. He can't tell a lie.
Mont Raider.
Yeah.
Mont Raider.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I like about him. Where
he shoots the arrow through his heart when he's and so he doesn't.
That's cool.
I mean, he's just so honorable. He's like Ned Stark, but on steroids.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, do you remember when they have that deal in like the last episode of season 7, where she's like, "I will help you guys fight the army of the dead, but John, the North cannot do anything. You can't help either side."
He's like, "Okay,"
and he's like, "I've already." You know,
and then they make fun of him for being
so honorable. Yeah. And then he has like a great speech about like once men start, you know, lying or whatever. And I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
Even though I can't remember exactly what it was.
And then tier two, I'll just go Jorah.
Because I know you're a big Jorah.
Jorah's good. Really?
Yep.
Why?
You're just a Jorah guy.
You're such a Jorah guy.
Jorah.
He's cool, man.
I know he is. I would pick him or I'd pick the Hound.
Yeah, the Hound's
cool.
Yeah.
The Hound is cool.
The Hound's fantastic.
Thorman.
Yeah, Tormund's awesome.
Oh, Tormund Giants Bane.
Yeah. There's so many good secondary characters that you wish, like, they could do a whole nother show with just their secondary characters. But But I just, I don't know, maybe I like honor, but I think Jor is the same way. Well, like, Jor disgraced his house.
Yeah, but we didn't see it.
And we didn't see it, but he...
And now he's, like, left and, like, made his way back, like, what, two or three times now?
Where yeah.
It's like, he seems like he's outcasted, and then he, like, yeah. just keeps...
He's going to play... He's going to definitely die, but he's going to play a big part.
He's going to yeah. save Danny at the last second yeah. or something like yeah. that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do any of the dragons count as tier one, tier two? Because Drogon is, like, by far...
Drogon is...
Yeah. Drogon
would
is,
you pick Drogon or Ghost? If you had a
Drogon.
Shoot. Not like one in a fight, but like no. you like more.
Ghost's still alive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Still alive. You never no. see him, though.
No, I picked Drogon. Because Drogon's yeah, awesome.
Drogon. Drogon is a dragon for people listening.
Yeah. Daenerys
the dragon.
Yeah, the dragon. Yeah. Jordan, best moment episode to date.
To date.
You can just give a moment. You don't have to say, like, a specific episode.
That would be an episode.
I think Battle of the Bastards was pretty cool. As a whole episode. I know it's not one moment, but it was pretty much a whole episode.
It is, basically.
It was, like, yeah. 50 minutes long. And, like, the scene you... I mean, it all started with... who's a bad guy? Ramsay
Bolton.
Killing the Stark kid.
Yeah.
Because he didn't zigzag.
Not, yeah, he should have zigzagged. not Bran.
Rickon.
But
talk about
like,
that.
He didn't play much of a part.
Well, you know what? Nah, he literally wasn't in the show for like three seasons, and then he shows up and then he gets an arrow through the chest.
Yeah. Yeah, if he just would have ran in a zigzag, he would have been fine.
I still think he would have. Like, he was super far away by the end there.
Yeah, Ramsay was awful confident that he could get him.
You know why he didn't run in a zigzag?
Why?
Because the script told him not
That's
to.
True.
So,
That's true.
He didn't have a choice.
Didn't think of it that way.
That was an intense. Episode,
well, yeah, they drag him out like they purposely get him out to the
where you like,
and that's when Jon Snow just takes off running.
Well, the moment when he was like being buried under everybody,
I felt
anxiety.
You could feel it,
yeah.
And when he takes that breath, it's like you almost feel like you can breathe again.
And one died.
Oh, one.
Who?
The giant.
The big giant.
Oh.
He had like
that was his name.
1,000 arrows in his body.
Yeah. When he breaks open the castle.
Yeah.
Busts through that door, then he takes like 100 more than...
Oh yeah, nobody said Hodor as a character.
But, yeah.
So that's your moment.
He played an important role and it was sad.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more. But I just remember watching that episode and being... I mean, there's a couple... Like, season 7 was good. Was better the second time I watched it.
So that's why I think a lot of people gave season 7 crap. And I'm like, I thought season 7 was amazing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Trying to think what other moments.
No one better take mine, because I think you all know mine. Garmin.
Your favorite moment?
Yeah.
I'll mail a case, see if I can think what David says so I can take it. No, I'm going to take... I don't remember if it's the end of season 6 or 7, but it's when she's... when Daenerys is in... Marine with all the slaves and stuff and the battle pits or whatever.
Yep.
And like, because I'm super invested in those dragons. Like, I'm gonna be devastated if those dragons die.
Just where like the slaves
it hurt you last season. And...
Oh yeah, that's it was pretty dramatic. Yeah. There was so much blood when I rewatched that. Dragons got so much blood. But when Drogon comes back to save them. In the gladiator pits, and like he just starts.
Was that the first time she flew away on him?
Yeah, the first time she flies on him, and then like so that might be season 5 because season 6 is when those guys like betray her, and you think that she's gonna do a deal with them,
the three slave owners,
yep. Yeah, and then basically then Drogon shows up right behind her, and that's when she's basically got them all trained, and
they just take out an entire fleet.
God. Basically, she makes them choose between which. One of the three gets to live, and the two guys pick the one guy to die, and then they kill the two guys, and they leave him alive. Yeah, but then the dragons take out the entire bay, and then she's got all the ships she needs.
That's awesome.
It was pretty metal,
really.
I'm gonna say the end of last season, just when like the White Walkers are moving, then like they get to the wall, then like all of a sudden, then that dragon that they have just
the ice dragon,
like 2 minutes, that the whole wall's gone, just melts it.
That was a game changer.
Yeah,
I've also like in my rewatch, it took them a long time to get to the wall.
Yeah.
There's so many times when, like, they run into the White Walkers walking to the wall. And I'm like, man, they're, like, right there.
And apparently they're still 100 miles away. Like, it took forever for them to get there.
But, yeah.
I remember. I know what David's going to choose now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yet the one guy could just run back from where they captured
Gendry
could just run back and tell everybody.
They were close then, though.
They were close.
They were close.
Yeah. All right.
I think David had a lot of issues with the fast passes in season 7.
Well,
where like in
a little bit.
Like when Jon Snow goes to meet Daenerys, that would have taken a whole season.
Well, there's a couple times cuz I
they definitely sped it up.
But that's fine.
That's fine.
I but like had that issue too until like you rewatch it, and there's a couple times where they say I haven't heard from John in like weeks.
Yeah.
So they reference like the timeline a little bit.
Okay.
So it's not like the next day he's depressed. Yeah. Whatever.
Right.
I guess I should rewatch it.
Because they literally like that scene when Brienne has to go in Sansa's place to the King's Landing.
Yeah.
They're like, it's like 1,000 miles. You better get going. And then it's literally at the end of the episode, they're there.
Yeah.
So they, like you said, they reference how far away it is. They just don't take as much time of the episode of them getting there.
My favorite episode is Hard Home.
Yep.
Because I saw the White Walkers finally. I remember I was watching it like on a 20-minute delay that time because I had HBO Now, so yeah. I would come on. I had like 4 text messages like going like, oh man.
I think it was me and Philly because we were watching it in my house.
Yeah. And everyone was like, you're going to love this one.
David didn't like the first 4 seasons because they didn't show enough White Walkers. So
you did complain about that.
That was like the first true episode where like the White Walkers were
in
the
park. I forgot about that because we've gotten so much of them
David finally texted us and he's like, yes. He's like, finally. And then
that was the first time
again.
Like the actual enemy that everyone knew was the bad people.
The real enemy.
Yeah. And it was just epic how it happened. Like, with the snow was, like, blowing off the mountains, and there's just, like, this huge avalanche
like,
looking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I think that's the first time they tease that's how the White Walkers show up.
And then they're all standing there. Well, and that's the first time Jon realizes he can kill one with dragon glass.
Or Valyrian steel, David.
Yeah.
But then again, at the very end, he's long just kind of like, you know, he just raises his hand, then all the dead bodies
rise.
Yeah,
that was, I think it was really cool is that who knew that the Night King had that much swag?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, look at me.
Is there anyone you guys want to die in the last season?
I have a few Cersei's moments I want to pitch out there.
Oh, go ahead.
So, one I was going to say was when the Sept blew up.
Oh, that was very cool.
That was one that shocked me a little bit. Like, you just saw it coming maybe, like, a couple seconds before. You're like, wait.
Yeah, and then, that was one that I thought, like, you could, like, it would happen, but they would extinguish it or something. Yeah,
and then right after that, the son.
Tommen.
Jumps out the window.
Yeah, I was really bummed out by that. Yeah. Because
and then say, like, whoa.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Natalie Dormer's like so
that whole build-up, too, was all like piano music.
Yeah.
And then it got real intense, and it was really well done. God, we sound like nerds.
I don't know the name of the episode, but the Hold Door episode, like when you actually...
I think it's called Hold the Door.
Hold the Door.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. I think.
But... That one, to me, like, I know it wasn't, like, one of the great ones, but...
It was good.
It's up there.
It explains everything.
You know how many memes there were the next morning?
It explained everything to me, like, you know, it was like, wow. It was really...
explain that. Like, so he became Hodor because he had...
It's pretty complicated.
Because Bran went back and made him stutter?
Bran went back in time, and he was like, he's not supposed to because they can lapse into each other.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And that's what happened. So the past...
But he was always that before Bran was even there.
No, he could talk normally, and it was after that event. He basically witnessed his own death.
But Bran, when he was 1 year old, didn't Hodor go to Hodor?
Yeah.
So...
The version of Hodor before he becomes Hodor is like a 15-year-old kid. Like well before Bran's even born.
Correct.
So he becomes that from that moment
on.
That's
because he went back when he was older?
Yeah. Yes.
So the how is it before he was even existing?
I don't know if you want to do this now because I can explain it to you.
Okay.
Because it's going to take a while. But basically...
But do you understand where I'm coming from?
No, because you just don't understand.
That's how time travel works.
Yeah. See, I don't get time travel.
Because he went back in the past, but he messed with it.
So that's one continuous. It's a flat circle.
That version of Hodor was experiencing his own death, even though he wasn't dying, and it totally fried his brain. So he saw himself dying in the future when he was 15. And
that made him...
And that
kind of helps.
Bran saying, hold the door, but he went back,
but still, time travel doesn't make sense to me because I don't think it's real. Do you got any more other moments?
I was going to say when Stannis burnt his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
that was
underrated. I don't remember that, but that's like so crazy.
Dark. I don't know. Yeah.
That's really dark.
That's pretty.
Yeah, like he wanted to be king so bad that he killed, burn his daughter.
It's pretty brutal.
That was pretty intense.
And you got the Red Wedding. That was...
Yeah, we didn't mention the red one.
That was the first one where
like too much of a layup. Like, yeah,
that was the first one. Like,
that's
that,
like that was the first
on the map.
When people introduce Game of Thrones to people who haven't seen it, they're always like, "Oh, wait till you get to the Red Wedding."
Yeah, well, that was like the first scene. You're like, "Oh, this
is when I mean. Did." That's when I really was like, "Oh, so they really don't care about the characters."
Yeah,
they will kill anybody.
Yeah.
Was that all of them, Jordan?
Yep.
Are there any characters you guys want to, like, for sure see go in the last season?
I didn't get... I wanted Joffrey to get eaten by all three dragons at the same time. I didn't get that. So I kind of want to see Cersei get eaten by a dragon.
Yeah, is everyone...
I don't think she's going to get eaten by a dragon. I think Arya is going to kill her somehow.
I would like to see that. The Sand Snakes were the worst characters in the show.
What?
The Sand Snakes. See, you guys probably... Those three little girls.
Viper's daughters.
Yeah, they were the worst characters in the show and kind of pointless to me. Even though they did kind of kill...
They served as a
daughter.
They served as a huge point of revenge.
But I still didn't like them at all. And they were like kind of cracking jokes, and we're like, "Well, they're so skilled." I just didn't like them. That's my take.
So okay, well then,
so you want them gone? Like to die?
I think they are. Weren't they like?
Oh, they're all dead.
Yeah. So, but I just wanted to point out I don't like them.
So I don't know. Is this on here? Are we gonna predict who's gonna be on the throne?
Yeah.
Is that my jumping ahead?
I do want to bring up one more moment I just thought of that I really like, and that was when the first season when Khal Drogo poured the like gold. Molten hot gold on whatever her brother's name was.
Rhaegar or something, because didn't she name one of the dragons after him?
That was the starting with a V.
The series.
God, I'm a nerd. But no, one of my all-time favorites is season 7, episode 4, when she finally takes on the Lannister army with Drogon. Because that's when you're like, wow, he is big.
He comes over the hill.
Yeah, and there's that amazing shot of like him from the side taking out like all the wagons. Oh, it's just awesome.
Looks like a
Jaime went after.
And that was awesome too. I think that's the top five episode for me.
One of the greatest moments for me was Tyrion killing his dad.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
And that was a huge twist that what's his face, that girl he was dating the whole time was.
Yeah. Those were really good too.
While he was on the toilet too.
Yeah. With a crossbow.
On the privy.
Yep. Okay.
Let's just go to final theory.
Okay. I don't have one.
I have one, but it's super vague. I've already told you guys what I think it is.
All right, what is it?
Like, they've been leading so much and emphasizing so much on who ends up on the Iron Throne. I honestly think there's going to be so much destruction.
Everybody dies, not kings.
I'm not saying that everyone's going to die, but I think, like, honestly, so much might get destroyed that they might just have to start from scratch with who's left. Like, there might not even be an Iron Throne left after the end of it. I think
that's a solid bet.
I think it'll, like, low-key what I want, and I don't know how this works out, is I want to see Jon fight the Night King in the Iron Throne room. Like, that would be pretty dope.
That would be
sweet. But I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
they're both trying to sit on it, and, like, they're trying to, like stop the other one from sitting on it.
I'm going to say you're probably right, just because... That little sneak preview of the season where they show Winterfell and it just looks...
Because that's what I'm like...
Completely destroyed.
So that Battle of Winterfell, like, I don't know if you ever noticed this when they shoot Game of Thrones. Whenever you look at Game of Thrones trailers...
I just got really excited.
Everything they show in the trailers is almost always in the first and second episodes only.
Yeah.
And they're already teasing the Battle of Winterfell. I think Winterfell gets wasted and they have to... anyone who's left has to run south.
They kind of already... it's either episode 2 or episode 3 that's going to happen.
Right.
I think they're
just going to get destroyed.
The director who directed Hard Home and Battle of the Bastards is directing episode 2 or 3.
It'll be the longest battle scene ever filmed.
Do you think there's like one major battle? Do you think there's multiple major battles?
I think there'll be multiple major battles.
I think there's probably two. I think there's
like two
Winterfell, and then there might be one against King's Landing.
It's all going to end at King's Landing. They're all going to run south
because, like you said, Cersei said she's not leaving.
I really think they're going to get slaughtered I think we're going to lose half of those characters at Winterfell, and they're just going to have to bail.
We're losing, I think they're going to lose quite a bit at Winterfell.
Because, like, Arya was scared in the trailer, and she's never scared. So, like, why was she scared?
I don't think I saw the trailer. I don't think I've watched one trailer yet.
Yeah, it's a pretty good trailer.
And Jon Snow's swords just laying in the snow.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction. My prediction is that there, I don't even know if there's going to be an Iron Throne left. Like, they'll literally just have to be like, this is who's left. Let's start
there's
over.
No
can,
way.
Can the last words of the show be, we rebuild?
No.
Dwayne Rock Johnson.
That one's got to be.
Dwayne Rock Johnson just comes out of nowhere.
We rebuild.
So what do we do now?
Jon Snow looks deeply in Daenerys' eyes, and they're like, what do we do? And the Rock's like, they make an American flag rises from behind him. We rebuild.
Classic.
We're all about family. He pops a Corona.
Is there any other like bold prediction or anything else you guys want to say?
I'm kind of with Garmin. Just
GOT.
I think the Night King's going to hold. He's going to do it.
Think he's winning?
White Walker's going to roll it.
I low-key think that there's a good chance that it's like, because I don't think George R.R. Martin cares about any of us.
I know that, so this goes back to my misunderstanding of time travel.
Okay.
But I know that's going to be a huge factor. And I think it's going to be a huge factor in the ending. And I think that's going
to
bother me.
And they're going to use time travel to...
That's a good point. Like, there could be some weird...
There's going to be some weird time loop thing.
Brand's going to ruin everything.
Then it's going to be like, oh...
Like, can he affect the past? I thought he could only look at
it. I don't know. I just... With the way that that's going, because they keep bringing that back, that he can like
he can see
change things and like and you
yeah. But I thought that whole point of him being able to do that was to see Jon Snow's eventual story arc.
That could be, but I just this is my bold prediction.
Where'd you read this?
What Reddit?
I didn't read.
You were on Reddit. Well, okay. This stems back to the one I read last year when they said that Bran is the Night King.
See, people say that because he's got a big nose and he looks kind of like the Night King.
I don't believe it, but makes me think that. There could be some weird...
That's like probably the most popular theory out there right now.
Yeah. I think that, and that's stupid.
It could be.
No. I bet hard against that.
Did you see Ben Axelrod's tweet? And he's like, where do I put... He was looking at one of these. He's like, where do I put Bran's the Night King at?
Yeah.
That's all he wanted to know.
Because I don't... Yeah. You know what's a huge flaw in that? Bran can't walk.
Yeah, but he can warg.
He can warg.
I know.
What I want, and this is what...
He can warg,
when
dude.
He first... No, when he... Okay. This is going to be super... But when he does...
Oh, man.
He basically can put his mind inside an animal. So when he first did that to the wolf, my mind immediately goes to, in the future, is he going to do that to a dragon?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And do you think we see Jon Snow and Daenerys riding dragons together?
Off into the sunset. Yep. Do you think Jon learns his actual lineage?
Yes. I think he does, and then
he's got to.
And then he hooks up with Daenerys again.
Do you think that affects their relationship?
No, it shouldn't.
No. You know, even if it does, she could be pregnant already. So even if she's like, I'm not going to do this, and then she's pregnant.
True.
I don't think Cersei's pregnant.
Oh, you think she's lying?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just lying to Jaime to play him. Absolutely, I agree with that. Still think time travel is going to be something. And
you're right. That could kind of ruin the whole thing.
Not ruin it, but kind of like be a...
Ruin the whole show.
Or something.
Ruin the whole show.
That would be David's... Yep. That happens.
That's the one thing I hope doesn't end the show, is time travel related. I just want it to be an epic battle and someone wins or loses. I'm good with that.
Okay,
I don't want it to be like some confusing ending with time travel, because I know I'll be confused and it'll be over my head.
This will be totally off topic, but what happens if it's like that with Avengers? Because I've heard rumors about that. Will that bother you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you what I've heard off air, but I'm just curious if that'll bother you.
Okay. I know. Well, that's a whole another step. Yeah, we can come back in a week and do a Marvel show. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're actually going to talk football, because that's what we are supposed to do.
Yep.
We're going to talk the draft.
That's what we get paid for.
So if you got any like Game of Thrones hot takes, draft hot takes, whatever, give us a call, 419-516-0702. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Easter is around the corner, and make it extra special for someone you love. Kalp Pharmacy offers a selection of Easter chocolates and candies, Melissa and Doug toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect gift. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or Burn, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here are the baseball games scheduled for this week. Tomorrow, the Indians will welcome the Minster Wildcats in a big MAC contest. On Thursday, the Indians will head to Delphus for another MAC contest as they'll take on the St. John's Blue Jays. We won't be able to bring you the broadcast of that game. On Saturday, the Indians will host the always tough South Adams Starfires in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. Our Indians are 5-2 this season and 1-0 in the MAC. Get out to as many of these games as you can this week. Tomorrow, Indians host Minster. Thursday, Indians at Delphus St. John's with no radio broadcast. Saturday, doubleheader at home with South Adams. Make your plans to get to the games to cheer on our Indians this week. But if you can't make it in person, we'll bring you all the games we can live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
It does the smart people. Time travel tips, DM me on my
a good
Twitter.
Blog or article.
I've just gotten a discourse on time travel, and I still don't understand it, but maybe someday I will. I can only try my hardest. Let's get back to football, though. That big event called the NFL Draft, that event that gives hope to all Bengals and Browns fans annually to give us some sort of hope, is what, 2 weeks away?
Three-ish.
We got, this weekend, we got Masters.
18.
By the way, I want to go into some Masters betting later. I picked out a couple players that I think have a shot.
Yeah, knowing you, you'll win. Like,
Tiger.
We'll get a text.
Hey, I won four grooms.
Well, I accidentally put $50. I wasn't supposed to do that.
No, I won't. I got lucky.
So last year, but it hit a zero behind it.
I got lucky last year, so now I think I'll be completely wrong. But so we got Game of Thrones this weekend and Master Sunday. Yep. Is there anything next weekend?
No. The second episode of Game of Thrones.
Okay. Yes. And then the draft.
Then
right?
The draft. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, it's Easter,
I guess
Easter weekend.
We'll talk about the Bengals and Titans primarily because the Bengals have a second round pick.
Yeah, my only thing for the Browns, I think there's a chance we trade up if Jeffrey Simmons.
Say you can have
falls.
A bold prediction. Exactly. So yeah.
Huh? I don't know who Jeffrey Simmons is.
He's a defensive tackle from Mississippi State.
Towards ACL?
Towards ACL. He's pretty good.
Would be a high pick if he didn't hurt himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he might fall.
Is it Quinnen?
Quinnen Williams.
Is it Quinnen?
Yeah.
There's still a lot of expectations that, like, people in the mid first round.
Yeah, and that
will take them
and
still.
If that's the case, then I don't think we trade up.
Yeah.
So.
The Bengals currently hold the 11th pick.
Yep.
I guess it's higher than where we've been, so that's exciting. But it's also kind of outside of that top tier. So, I don't know, Garmin. I've listened to some podcasts and scenarios and things. Sounds like they're really targeting a linebacker, and they've also had a ton of the edge rusher guys in for visits this last couple weeks.
The thing is, like, I'm not saying like we don't need an edge rusher, but like also you have to realize that what's his face got towards ACL?
Carl Lawson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if he comes back fine, you got Hubbard who filled in. And also, that's like the deepest position in this year's draft.
Yeah.
Yep.
What, like edge rusher?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's the kid from, has the same name as the quarterback?
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you play?
Kentucky.
Yeah. TFT. Bengals had him in for a visit.
And I was
but apparently he's going to be gone way before they're
playing. I think he's projected to go like third or fourth.
Yeah.
Did you see by any chance, I noticed today, like, you know how they, every year they do the, whoever covers each team, they do a media draft?
Yeah.
Did you see the Bengals?
Pat Terrell, did she do it?
The Bengals were up today, and I didn't know if you saw who they picked or not, because Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins were both available.
I've seen a lot of
people saying he's flipping now.
No, but then just in the media draft.
He's the consensus number one, isn't he?
Yeah.
So what I think it's going to be is either Devin White or Devin Bush, the linebackers, one from Michigan, one from LSU.
I still say that. I agree with you, but I think if Haskins there, I think they take him.
Yes. So what definitely will happen is Haskins will be there, and we won't take him, and then we'll take...
I think we'll be all right, because I still, like I told you, that scenario.
I want the same thing you want. If Haskins is there, I'll take him, because I'm ready for something different.
That CBS mock draft had us taking Haskins in the first round, taking Mac Wilson in the second round from Alabama. I would be totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Because there was earlier in the year, before he fell a little bit, they had us taking him in the first round.
Is Mac Wilson projected second rounder?
He might be. It's probably
close. A couple last mocks I saw, he was like... top of the second, into the first.
He could be one of those fringe guys. That's what I think.
I'm fine with Devin White. I think Devin Bush is a little bit of a reach, but it's a...
I agree.
It's a need. But I think Devin White's just awesome. And I don't... It might be... You can read into all the PFF stuff and...
Yeah, I personally...
I think he could be a game changer.
I think... Like I said, I think if Haskins there, they take him. But if Haskins and White are there, I would... As much as I like Haskins, I would prefer them to take Devin White.
Yeah.
And
if he's there. I just think Devin Bush is more like a 17 to 25 guy, and I feel like we should take best player available. I hate to reach for a need. I think they need a linebacker so bad that they probably would reach for him, because
if Devin White is there, and you think Dwayne Haskins, if they think Dwayne Haskins is a good
he's going to change your franchise over a linebacker or a quarterback.
Definitely
a
quarterback.
So,
I don't disagree. But we're talking about the Bengals too,
right? And also you can find decent linebackers later.
Yeah,
like I feel like I could be wrong, but I feel like I don't know, the way track records seem to be, you linebackers tend to miss in the first round.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, or they're like kind of just average,
right?
You know.
So I would much more like if they take a wide, like Jordan made fun of me before on Saturday, but I like Will Greer a lot. But
people
are saying he might be a first round. Like there's a rumor
he's
that
like a third,
five
or fourth round pick. I don't care.
The CBS mock draft I've pulled up. Have you taken Drew Locke at 11?
See, no, I don't want.
He's rising. Him and Daniel Jones are both rising.
I don't want either of those guys. I don't want Daniel Jones or Drew Locke. Nope. Let's be bad again for the kid from Oregon next year. Like, I would rather have
Herbert,
or 2 years from now, the kid from Clemson, Trevor Lawrence. I'd rather suck for 2 years and get Trevor Lawrence.
It's Herbert?
Yeah. I feel like Drew Locke or Daniel Jones are both like... I mean...
Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, like an improvement over Dalton maybe, but not...
Like, I don't know why, but whenever I hear Drew Locke, I'm
never seeing them throw a pass. I don't want them.
I've watched highlights of every quarterback who's probably going to get drafted.
Who has the best highlights? Kyler Murray, probably.
Well, honestly, like, and this is why I like
Tyree Jackson.
I like what I like Will Greer a lot. Is Will
be
Greer
fun, like late round?
Is he drops the balls in a lot of tight places. Like Dwayne Haskins, like as much as I really like Dwayne Haskins, a lot of, like, I watched like a video that showed all 50 some of his touchdowns, and well over half of them, dudes are just wide open.
Yeah.
And like today the stat came out that in a clean pocket, like the Bengals PFT account retweeted, in a clean pocket, Dwayne Haskins last year threw for 4,200 yards and 45 of his 50 touchdowns. You know where he's not going to have a clean pocket?
In the Cincinnati.
In the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's why you don't play him.
Saying is that makes me a
then
little...
Then you work on your offensive line to get him the clean pocket.
That makes me a little nervous.
I think that's some of the reason
he crushed it last year, but like I said, I think a lot of Ohio State receivers were killing it last year, and I don't know. When I see Drew Locke, I think Christian Ponder. I don't know why, but that's the first thing that comes to my head.
Then we definitely don't want him.
Daniel Jones is nothing to me. Like, I don't think about him, but I really like Will Greer. Like, when I watch those highlights, Like, his throws are impressive. Like, they're in, like, deep and, like, in really tight spots.
Yeah.
He kind of reminds me a little bit, and it may be stupid, and he may not mount to anything. Kind of reminds me of Drew Brees a little bit.
Yeah. That's a pretty good comparison.
I would, like, I always listen to him talk, like, listen to interviews, because if I don't like the way they talk or answer questions, then I'm like, I don't want them. Like, Kyler Murray, I don't like the way he talks. And
agreed.
I want Kyler Murray to fail miserably.
Or is that what you're trying to tell me at the bowling alley, that you don't like the way Will Greer interviewed?
I don't think so. No.
His brothers are like the super famous Vine guys, right?
Yeah. That's what I've heard, and I'm not familiar with them.
Like, have you ever seen, like, the one dude who always does Vines with his cute little sister?
No, and yeah, you showed me one, and I didn't. Hmm. Yeah, we've talked about this.
But both of those guys are, like, multimillionaire influencers, both of his younger brothers.
And pretty successful family, unfortunately. It's on doing Vines, but whatever. What pick do the Titans have, Philly?
19.
And where are you guys going?
I've been reading up on a lot of things, and realistically, we can move up. We can stay at 19, or we can move down.
Yeah.
So it's kind of more of John Robinson. He has his select group of guys. And if, say, one of those guys falls down, like, say, to, like, 10, you know, or something like that, and he might try to trade up to get him.
Yeah.
And then again, I also heard that maybe he'll just fall back in the draft and get more draft picks, because we only have 6 this year, I think.
Yeah.
So he might try to accumulate more draft picks. Then, you know, we'll get a guy that, you know, maybe not a greater need, but we can get, you know, at pick 28 or mm-hmm. whatever, you know.
And so, pick up some other picks.
And get more picks. So
you can trade with the Bengals. We have 5 5th-round picks or something like that.
Yeah, we got a bunch.
So, I mean, me personally, I think our biggest need is probably defensive tackle or defensive line. Then it would probably be all O-line.
Who are they mocking to you right now, typically? What are the names you've heard?
Byron Murphy.
The ones I hear a lot is Christian Wilkins from Clemson, defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Brian Burns, I think it is, Florida State.
Yeah, edge rusher.
Edge rusher. Then I've also seen the Marquise Browns wide receiver. Okay. I saw both of them with Iowa's tight ends.
Who's the Ole Miss wide receiver?
DK Metcalf.
Yeah. I think he might be gone before they get there, but I don't.
Buffalo's in the end.
I don't think we reach to get him. I mean, if he falls to 19, if we take him, then we take him. But yeah. I'm not a big fan of him. Yeah. I think he peaked at his
workout the
draft. Then I don't think he'll pan out in the NFL. But me personally, I like, if an Ed Oliver like falls to, like, you know, 10 or like whatever.
I hope he falls to 11
or something like that. I'd say, yeah, let's go for it. Then Jordan was saying that Simmons, what is it, Mississippi State?
Jeffrey Simmons,
like, he might fall to us, and we were just like, well, we won't have him this year, but
yeah,
we'll just take him at 19. And so I've seen mock drafts do that. I always get pissed at mock drafts, because, like, they're
always wrong.
Yeah,
the draft goes all different. The time. Someone's gonna blow up the first round, like they always do, like take someone really early or really,
yeah,
and then you're like, oh, well, everything's
like
different.
The Bengals.
I mean, we could do something this year. It could be as boring as an offensive lineman. It could be as crazy as a quarterback. It could be Bengals could pick anybody. They might be the wild card. They could even trade.
I honestly think that
up or down.
Offensive line is last. Like, I think that's the least possible.
Really? Yeah, I don't think there's anybody worth.
That's from all I, from everything I've heard. They don't like anyone in the first round. At least at the pick we have, I feel like they think they'd have to reach.
Yeah. Well, the draft's coming up. It's in 2 weeks. We'll see what happens. Anyone else got any last-minute add-ons to the draft? Okay.
Nope.
Let's take a little break. When we come back, we got some other headlines we missed and our draft 18.0.
What is our draft 18.0?
It's we're going to do Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do Game of Thrones characters to win. So who's going to win on the throne? So we'll do that when we get back.
come see us at the Fort Recovery Dairy, now open every day, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see the newly remodeled Fort Recovery Dairy for all your favorite sandwiches, fried goodies, and ice cream treats. Our beef is always fresh and never frozen. Like us on Facebook to see our weekly specials. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy or call us at 375-4411 to get all your favorite treats, including the Wisconsin cheese curds. We are open every day from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see us at the Fort Recovery Dairy, the home of the Double Decker.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With the Generac Full House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
The Fort Recovery Boy Scout Troop 99 would like to invite you to our annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Sunday, April the 14th from 8 o'clock a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the American Legion. We will be serving all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you can eat along with coffee, milk, and juice. Tickets are $6 per person ages 6 and up. We appreciate all the support you give to Fort Recovery Boy Scouts Troop 99 and hope to see you all for breakfast at the American Legion on Palm Sunday, April the 14th.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
When Hodor was an adult, right?
He didn't choose. He was the Thrian Raven.
Are we on?
Are we on?
Yep, we're on.
Still trying to figure out time travel. Sorry, everybody. Welcome back to the practice squad.
I just noticed that the commercials were
playing. Yeah, yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
So, anyway, we'll figure this out after the show. We will not figure it out because it's not making any
sense. We'll get it figured out.
We'll figure it out. We'll have more drawings and
yeah, we have a couple maps already drawn out. Let's go into our draft 18.0. Today, we're going to do Game of Thrones characters to win. So, basically, we're picking...
Who you think is going to be on the Iron Throne at
the end of the game. So, who wins the Game of Thrones is what we're trying to pick. And we'll keep track of this and keep our teams, I guess, for each of us and see kind of what happens over the next, 7-8 weeks. So, the biggest question is who starts, because first pick is big in this. How are we going to figure that out?
Garmin wanted to go first, right? Is that what you said?
Well, I mean, I can.
And let's say you can say nobody, or you can say the White Walkers win.
But that's one. Okay, so those are two different choices.
Are those two different choices or the same?
Well, if you're picking the White Walkers, you're picking the Night King.
Yeah.
Because he's...
I mean, if you choose nobody,
if I choose nobody, then by default, then it's the Night King.
Yeah. Well, if you choose nobody, anyone could be dead.
Let's say...
But if they're dead, then they're white.
Nobody is one because...
That's true.
What happens if they win and then they choose like to do away with the whole throne?
That's kind of what I think might happen.
We're getting too deep.
All right. Okay. All right. So if I got the first pick, then I'm going, taking the softball, I'm going to go Jon Snow.
Okay. Hey, so who's the recorder here?
Everybody should keep track of their own.
Yep, keep track of your own.
All right.
And then text me.
So we're going to Philly, or are you next, Jordan?
Philly.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm going to go with the Night King.
Jordan wants that back-to-back.
That's me. I'm picking the White Walkers, which if the White Walkers win, is going to be the Night King, and he might not do the Iron Throne, but he's going to be in charge.
I'm betting against the field.
Yep.
Oh, man. See, like, this is, like, where the Bengals are drafting. Like, the blue chippers are gone, and...
Blue chippers are not gone? Look at your paper.
Pretty good options up there.
I know, but I know she's not going to win.
Do you?
I'm thinking Daenerys.
So how is the... So is the season
now,
eight?
Like, Jon Snow is, like, the dude, so...
So you know Daenerys isn't winning?
I've seen the future. Oh, I've traveled in the future.
I was surprised you didn't get lost there along the way.
You're confusing me, David. Don't
do Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Okay,
because that must have been just mind effort for
I think
you.
We're not that far off from getting each other. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
I'm picking Daenerys.
I'm like, what? No blue chippers left.
She's a blue chipper.
Yeah, she's got two dragons. She's the blue chip.
She's the blue chip, but it's too easy. Like, is there's it? No way she wins.
All right, I'm going to take Sansa.
A woman?
It's funny.
And Jamie.
Ugh, bad pick. That's bad.
I know, that's a bad pick.
So who's on your team so far?
I got Sansa and Jamie.
Okay. I'm taking Tyrion.
Oh. I missed it.
There's no blue chippers.
I get a steal. Steal the draft.
That's what they'd be talking right now.
Yeah. If Mel Kiper was up here.
I can't believe Tyrion fell this far.
Like, who picks Jaime in the first six picks or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't think he was on Jordan's board at all.
He had to look up he had to open the book like they did with the kid from
Ohio.
He's
not even in my binder.
Jaime's dying in the first episode.
Second round pick. Yeah.
That's a dumb pick.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with Arya Stark. But she's going to be.
There's no way.
She's going to be a different pace.
Everyone else is
not going to be her.
Garmin?
We should just do who has the most people living at the end.
We can do that. But also, if you win, you get more points or something. Like,
okay.
If Daenerys wins, then I get like 100 points.
Let's go five rounds.
Five? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And what are we doing? Are we doing who sits on the throne? Or are we doing who's alive?
We're doing, alive. We'll do a point system of how many people you have living at the end.
Okay.
Philly, you chose Night King though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you win, you get an extra, like, I don't know, 10 points.
Sounds good. Is that we have a point system?
Yep, we do.
Okay. Then I'm going to kind of try and play it safe there and play some points. I'm going to go the spider. I'm going to go Lord Varys.
Dude, that dude's dead.
No, dude, he's a survivor. Some of these people in the show are survivors.
All right. You're up again.
I know. I need to. Varys is hard to spell. And then I'm gonna take my boy here. I'm playing for points long term because I got Jon Snow. I got like the guy. So I'm gonna go the Onion Knight. Davos.
So we're just picking who's gonna be.
Who you think's gonna be alive at the end?
Well, I'm playing for points
I'm
now.
Just taking
because Jon Snow's my best chance at winning it all.
Back to Philly now?
Yep.
Who's going to be alive? I'm going to say Bran Stark then.
Man. Shoot.
So you got Bran.
You crossed your names out on your pool?
Oh, yeah. I have to prepare another pool. I mean, you saw it, like, actually how we draft for our fantasy football league where I have to cross out names.
So, I never did that.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah,
that's why you're drunk. Oh, man. I don't want to take him too early. So I'm going to go Cersei. I know.
She's as good as dead.
She's almost the biggest lock on the board to die.
But it's not going to be till late.
Yeah. It won't be
till late. Yeah.
I'm planning. You never know.
Now, I think this guy has no chance of dying. That's Samwell.
That's who I was.
Oh, that's who I was going to get. He's going to end up being the hand. If it all plays out simply where Jon Snow sits on the throne.
Tori just texted me, what if Ned Stark comes back from death and wins it?
Oh, no way.
Samwell.
He'd be too honorable. He'd be like, he's like, yeah, should be Jon. He'd be Jon.
That's a good, with the whole time travel thing. Books.
All he's doing is Ned reading Stark books. He's getting the knowledge, and he's going to be like, yep.
If everything,
like the pick,
if everything plays out cliche and Jon Snow is the king, then there's no doubt that Sam's
the
king.
Well, the thing is he's going to come at the very end, and he's going to get the key piece of how to defeat the White Walkers, like how to do it all. And,
yeah. Jordan, back to you then. I should have taken Sam.
You can take baby Sam on the way back.
No, you can't be one.
I don't think they're going to kill a baby.
I'll take Bran of Tarth.
I think she's got a good shot. She's got a strong arm, you know?
Yep. But now if she faces off against Arya, I think Arya would win that fight.
She did. Actually, it would have been a tie.
Just for fun, I'll take the Hound.
Yeah, I was going to take him, but I think
he's going to die.
Yeah.
He's going to die fighting the Mountain, but the Mountain will be a White Walker.
He's pretty much already a White Walker.
That's what David
said.
That's
what
before.
He said.
Did anybody take Bronn yet? Or Bort, whatever?
No. Bronn.
Bronn of the Blackwater?
Yeah, I'll take Bronn.
He did.
Garmin.
Okay, this, like I said,
how many picks do you have so far?
This is my...
This is your last two?
This will be my fourth.
Fourth and fifth, okay.
Okay, so this, like I said, I'm just going survivors, because if this character was going to die, he'd be dead already. I'm going Theon.
I was going to pick him, too.
I'm just saying, like, there's no way, like, he'd be dead by now if they were going to kill him.
Tori's got fire jokes tonight. She said the real question is, who's going to take Ed Sheeran?
Well, did you see that?
Is he going to be there?
Because he made that.
Do you know Joey Bosa is going to be in the season?
I heard the rumor. Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird. Yeah. And also The Weeknd and Travis Scott and somebody else are doing a song for it. I'm like, man, if like they're battling and like Travis Scott's going like, it's lit.
Well, David was already complaining on Saturday that Game of Thrones has gone too mainstream for him.
Yeah. Like that band I found a year ago.
No, we saw the Game of Thrones Oreos commercial and you're like, it's too mainstream.
Yeah. No, we have Johnny Walker, Game of Thrones. We have Oreos,
that's
Game of Thrones.
That's low key, though. Johnny Walker's classy, not like, Game of Thrones Oreos.
Man, we like Game of Thrones back like in their first album.
I was there from the beginning. And then, so my last pick, I'm going to go after my boy, Tormund Giantsbane.
Oh, that's pretty good. He's definitely dead, though.
I know, but...
He's cool, though.
It'd be cool to have on your team.
He's cool to have on your team. Yeah.
He's a wild card. He'll bite throats.
Yeah.
I got a squad, man.
We'll recap at the end. Don't show off yet.
Yeah. I think four of my five are going to make it for the end.
I'm going to go with Podrick.
Oh, nice.
I think Podrick might make it.
Yeah. Just as, like, the sentimental.
Yeah, he seems too nice to die.
No, I think he's going to die right. He's going to end up saving Brienne of Tarth and dying in the process.
Yeah.
I was going to do that.
If he dies, it'll be during the Battle of Winterfell.
He'll call her my lady. Well, she'll be like, it's okay, Podrick.
It was between Podrick or Grey Worm, and I think both of them are going to die early. So.
Look at your notes here, man. You even, like, your notes actually say notes on them.
Awesome. I know.
He's got a notebook that says notes.
I'm taking Theon.
He's already taken.
Ooh, shot. Oh, really? Shot.
Really? Who took Theon?
I did.
Karma did.
I had like an 8-minute soliloquy about
you can take
how
Yara.
If he was dead, he'd be dead by now.
I'll take Melisandre.
I was going to take her.
The Red Woman.
She's not making it 20 minutes into the first episode.
I'm taking the Red Woman.
Should have took Sam the baby.
Yeah, that's probably a good one.
That's a lock, I think.
Jordan, do you end with two picks or one?
He will be on.
I end with one.
Okay.
Do we want to go one more round?
No.
That's good.
Okay, geez.
We're getting pretty slim.
We are, but they're there. I'll go with Gendry.
Nice. You know who's definitely going to die in the winter?
Grey Worm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grey Worm's going
to die. Euron's definitely going to die.
Euron's definitely going to die.
Yeah.
But Grey Worm's going to go out epically.
I think Yara could survive.
Like, six dudes.
I think she just might be a little side story nobody cares about, and she'll live.
Yeah. And then she'll just go back to the island.
Yeah.
A pike or whatever.
That's how his season 7 story arc ended. Theon.
He's like, I'm going back to my ships.
No, they're going to get Yaron.
Yaron. Oh, that's right. But Euron's going back to his ships because he's like, I've never been scared in my life, but I'm scared of that.
Do you know what I picked up? Is that he's actually just going to go pick up.
He's getting the Golden Army.
The Golden Army. And he actually didn't leave because he was scared. It was part of the plan.
What's the Golden Army?
It's the army.
The hired army.
They're like sellswords, like what
the says. Okay.
The hired army.
So, I originally thought that. I watched it again.
Yeah.
And he's actually just going back to pick up.
Because that's what Cersei tells Jaime.
The Golden Army. Yeah.
And if you notice in the trailer.
Oh, that's right. She reveals that he was.
If you notice in the trailer, there's all those ships with the Kraken on it.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of dudes in Golden Armor. Yep. Golden Army.
Gotcha. All right. Recap. Garmin. Team.
I got Jon Snow, Lord Varys, the Spider, Davos, Theon, and Tormund Giants Bane.
Nice. Philly.
Brienne Stark, Arya Stark, Night King, Bronn, and Podrick.
Nice. I got Daenerys, Tyrion, Cersei, the Hound, and the Red Woman.
I got Sansa, Jaime, Samwell, Bran of Tarth, and Gendry.
All right. Well, we'll keep track of those.
Yeah. Send them to me. I'll make a graphic and I'll tweet it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Graphics. We were on that Twitter feed, everybody.
Shout.
A couple things we didn't get to earlier.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and then we'll finish up.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
The 8th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Forsyth Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Monday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2019 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2019 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Hop on over to Historic Fort Recovery for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m., starting at Van Trees Park. And Easter Bunny himself will be in Fort Recovery at the Hine Amphitheater for pictures starting at 9:30. Get a free 4x6 picture with the Easter Bunny. So join us on Saturday, April 13th, starting at 9:30 a.m. for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Come see us at the Fort Recovery Dairy, now open every day, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see the newly remodeled Fort Recovery Dairy for all your favorite sandwiches, fried goodies, and ice cream treats. Our beef is always fresh and never frozen. Like us on Facebook to see our weekly specials. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy or call us at 375-4411 to get all your favorite treats, including the Wisconsin cheese curds. We are open every day from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see us at the Fort Recovery Dairy, the home of the Double Decker.
We're back. It's the practice squad. Kind of an interesting show tonight. We went football, then Game of Thrones, then football.
Then Game of Thrones.
Then Game of Thrones. Then Game of Thrones. How about those red legs?
They're fine.
They're not fine.
They're
fine.
Done.
Fine.
Season's over.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
How do you define fine?
I define fine as
it's
my argument is if this were to happen like in the middle of August or in the middle of June, you wouldn't even blink an eye. Like Boston, I know it's a different team, but like Boston's doing horrible. They'll make the playoffs. They'll be fine.
There's 150 games left.
True.
Be all right.
You're right.
So you're comparing us to teams who've
made I said that they're better than us, but what I'm saying is that we'll be fine.
Fine as in like over 500 still?
I think so.
I'm saying 70 wins.
I just think like when this kind of stretch happens, it's 162 games.
We'll hit 70 this year. I don't know if we'll hit 500. But that's not far off. That's only 12 games from 500.
Yeah.
82, right? It's 500.
Yeah.
It's 162.
You wouldn't think about this if this happened.
81.
Well, 81. Sorry. If this happened a 2-week stretch in June, you wouldn't even bat an eye.
But it didn't. And I think it's important to start off.
I know.
For the Reds.
And everyone said that, and I think we'll still be fine.
You're just an eternal optimist. You need to be more dark and gloomy.
I'm not going to crash and burn of a 6-month season and how the first 2 weeks went.
I will.
And most of the games we lost were by one run. So it's not like we're getting blown out.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, the pitching's been decent. Starting's been good. Bullpen's been bad.
Yeah, but
and they're not hit.
And there's no way the outfield's going to continue going like 6 for 1,000.
Yeah, because the outfield's been horrible. But yeah, we'll see what happens. It's early. Jordan, tell us about the Browns uniforms. Are you excited for those?
Yeah, I was. I'm at the point where I'm nervous.
Are they
already?
Just going to go back to the old look?
Probably.
They're not going to be as good. Right?
They might.
The
Jets,
how do you make the Browns uniforms like?
Go back to the old ones?
I think you just go back to the old ones.
I think so,
but
too.
Slightly modernize them.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it'll be anything major, but, like, I was, you know, they put that, like, 20-second video of them showing Baker Mayfield. I don't know if you guys watched
it. Oh, yeah. I like it.
No, I didn't.
But I was, like, overanalyzing that.
He didn't look that excited.
Yeah. I was like, he's not that excited. He's already asked a question, and I bet he's
but
like,
that's the point.
Because they suck.
Because the Jets did that with Jamal Adams, and he was like, yes. Like, he was pumped about it. Then they actually showed him, and you're like, oh, my God, they're ugly.
Well, see, I think that it's the jersey reveal is the most overrated thing.
It
on
is.
The planet.
I think, it is
I think the Jets jerseys are fine.
I think
the Browns jerseys are fine. Who
they
cares?
Look like Marshall.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, they're so sick. I'm going to throw up. I'm like, no, you're not. They're fine. The black and green ones are cool.
What's funny is they make like stupid sayings about. So, like, did you see the picture of it? It showed like a white stripe.
Yeah.
And it was like for blinding speed. Like, it was just like stupid.
Yeah. Everything has a meaning.
Yeah, everything had a. It's like, no, it's a white stripe on
the
your
The Titans
forehead.
Did it last year, and I liked the Titans' new jerseys.
I do too.
But, like, the whole thing, I mean, they had a big thing downtown, and there's like 22,000 people out there.
That's how they got the draft.
And I'm just kind of like, why don't you just show them? Just like tweet it out. I'm like, oh, here's your new jerseys.
Yeah.
Well, and that thing was also
because they could make money.
There was a concert there, I think, before.
Well, a couple things are stupid. One, you're tied in for 5 years. So, like the Jets, if, you know, I am.
So the Browns have had these uniforms for 5 years?
Yep. Wow. This will be our 5th year. All right. So
I think
they should redo that. And then, like, why does everything have to be so private?
I agree. Like, why
make a big deal? Like, kind of, like, release a mock-up and see what the reaction is. Like, I know they get some fan feedback from a select few people. But, like, why make a big deal
because they want to build anticipation.
Yeah,
but is it going to be worth it if it sucks? Because I can tell you, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it because it's not going to be worth it. Because the key is, it's for especially for the Browns this time around is simpler. Just be simpler.
Yeah.
People complain about the Browns uniforms now, and I don't even care. Like, I hate the Browns, and I don't care about their uniforms. They're whatever.
Well, even okay, like they won't even say we're going back. They'll be like, back to basics,
right?
Because they still want some anticipation. Just tell me if we're going back to the like old uniforms.
Right. Yeah. I think you're going to go back to that. Like I said, it'll be maybe slightly modern where they change like a font or the numbers are a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller. And like, I know you had the tweet and I don't know if it was a real tweet about the Color Rush uniforms. I like everybody's Color Rush uniforms. I think they're all fine.
I think the Browns Color Rush uniforms are the best ones they have.
I think they're the best
them.
Of the Browns.
But I'm saying they're overrated because our actual uniforms suck.
Yeah, you're
right. Everyone's like, oh, they're so cool. They're all right. They're good. They're the best we have.
They're the best you have.
They're brown.
That's not saying
they're brown and orange.
Yeah.
It's all brown. Like, I like our all white ones. Yeah. I like just about everybody's Color Rush uniforms. I think it's, there's so much blown. Like, unless they do something like Oregon does, then let's talk about that. But it's stupid.
I got you.
The Jets uniforms are fine.
Yeah, I think they're fine too. They're fine. Well, I don't know. There's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
How long do we have till football?
September.
There's a 2 years. Clemson had their spring game. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
When's Ohio State spring game?
April. Usually like April 15th to the 20th.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to close.
The 13th. It's going to be this Saturday.
So this Saturday.
That's what Neil says. Book it.
All right. I want to. We're
all going to Columbus.
Before we close, I want to talk about some Masters long shots.
Yep.
So last year I got lucky and picked Patrick Reed correctly. So I kind of went like
entertainment purposes only. I'm sure you're
yes,
yep.
correct. So I kind of went like one from the top tier. By the way, Tiger Woods is plus 1400. There's no way. He's like the third best odds to win it, and
it's because there's so much money on him.
Yeah, everyone bets so hard on Tiger because they want him to win so bad. So I always bet on Ricky because I think one of these times he's going to win one.
I usually have, and then it just never pans out.
Yeah, so I put one on Ricky's plus 1800.
He'll have a good 2 days, and then he'll kind of fade out.
Kind of a guy that's been playing really well, if you've been watching golf over the last couple years, is Bryson DeChambeau. He's plus 3,300, so that's really good value.
Whenever I think of Bryson, I also think of John Rahm.
Yeah, they look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. But DeChambeau's really young, and he's been playing really well. Tony Finau is plus 4,000. He was like a leader last year for like the first round, I think.
Yeah.
And he's someone to keep an eye on. And then you go down, like way down, and I hate this guy because he's always at the top of the leaderboard, but Charlie Hoffman. He's a guy always has the green glove,
yeah.
Green pants. He's plus 8,000. He's always in the top 10 for the first 3 days. So that might be a value. And then my value pick is plus 15,000, Zach Johnson, a former winner. Always plays really well at Augusta. It might be worth throwing maybe a dollar on.
What about like Paul Casey?
Some
people picking him as a good value.
He's probably down there, too. I don't know what his numbers are, but just some names to keep an eye on because everyone wants Tiger to win, but it typically doesn't work that way. But we'll see. The practice rounds were today. The par three is Wednesday.
Usually Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep. And then Thursday gets started. So,
yeah, fun watch.
We going to be doing any other shows yet this summer, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say we'll probably do one or two during Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Update. Probably one after the draft. So, I don't know. Maybe every 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, stay tuned to the Twitter account, and we'll let you know if we're coming back on. So, for David Schmidt, Jordan Stogler, Craig Garman, and Troy Metzger, we'll see you guys after the draft. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Winter's coming.